The John Clay Wolf Show has appeared on terrestrial radio for a really, really, really long time. So we dug into our pockets, and on the other side of our we found something funny. And yes, it's contagious. Gather round as the Wolfpack goes on this throwback adventure.
What it do, y'all? It's your boy DJ Pre-K with the John Clay Wolf Show back in the archives, and I wanted to pull something in remembrance today. We recently lost somebody close to John and a longtime friend and previous member of the JCW show crew, Washabaugh. So we're going to reminisce on some of the good times. You know, it's really dope to have friends like him and John Ware that stick around and you build years of memories with, and boy, did Washabaugh make some memories. Check out what happened when you took John's four-wheeler out on a joyride this past Christmas. R.I.P. Washabaugh. We'll miss you.
So last week, I was looking, bought two new four-wheelers for Christmas for the kids last year. And Friday, I'm looking at one of the four-wheelers, and it is completely skint up. All the plastic is grooved out. The headlight is hanging off. The racks are broken, and the handlebars are bent.
Damn.
You think that's funny?
Notice.
You think, right?
Just put it back.
Now, just put it back where it was.
Right? No. Do better than that. So in the garage, they're one behind the other, and this one was in the front. So like the one we've been using was in the back. So I was like, when did this happen? How did this happen? Couldn't figure out what happened, and I put it on my Facebook. It's just my John Clay Wolf Facebook, and I said, who wrecked the four wheeler? And oddly enough, that smoked him out.
Did it really?
It really did. A fella posted a picture because everybody's comments were like, whoever is limping and severely bruised and scraped.
Yeah, it's messed up.
That's where I would start looking.
Right. They did a number on it, man.
This thing's bad.
How long did it take for somebody to admit to it?
About 6 hours later.
Oh, wow. That was quick.
Social media is strong.
Damn.
I'm going to say, so the four-wheelers cost $6,000. It's $1,000 worth of damage. It needs bars. It needs plastics. It needs a headlight. It needs a rack. It might be more than 1,000.
Possible frame damage.
You can see all this on the stream, by the way. They were showing the video for the damage. It's pretty bad. How is there no blood on it?
JCWshow.com. Well, if you look right there at the floorboard, there's a little bit of blood.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. And I didn't want to go as far as DNA test.
Yeah.
But my friend, and we were riding these the night before, he came out here, my old radio host, because he's going through a time with his marriage or ex-marriage. And he's like, hey, man, can I? he just got his breathalyzer off of his car that day. He said, I'm a free man. So I'm going to come out Thursday and hang with you. I said, sure, nobody's out here. We're at the ranch. And spent some time. And then the next day, Friday, I come down here to the studio, which I work in on Fridays a lot of times. And I never saw him all day. And then my buddy Danny, Miller Lite Danny, calls and says, hey, your friend's drunk. You might not want him to drive. I said, dude, he just got his breathalyzer off. So I called him and I got on his ass. I said, I don't know where you've been all day. It's like one. But we're down here. And I thought you were going to come down here too. But Danny says you're messed up and you don't need to be driving home. Go to sleep. So I was kind of a jerk to him. Tough love, right?
Sure.
But what had really happened is he was so dazed and knocked silly from the wreck.
Oh, wow. He wasn't drunk.
No.
Oh, wow.
And I never even put him in there because the four-wheeler in the front, he was riding the one in the back of the stack. So he was not too dumb to move the one in the front backwards and put the one that he wrecked in the front.
He's done this before.
Noticed. Yeah.
Hmm.
That's bad.
That's bad.
Pretty shady.
I'm disappointed in him on that. But I'm going to give him a pass because I think he was concussed.
He had to be. The shape that four-wheeler was in.
But that's the second time he's rolled one over. So here's the moral of the story, boys and girls and kids out there. Because this happened with my father-in-law, Lars, from Europe. If you remember a few months ago.
Lars! Sure. Mm-hmm.
He was fishtailing around a corner on a gravel road and he ate it. Mm-hmm. And I heard him running real loud. He was running down to the studio. I was at the house outside. And I just heard it hauling ass. And then I hear that stop. And I was like, boy, that was a sudden stop. And I didn't think much of it. Then I started hollering, Lars, Lars. I didn't hear anything. Then I started hollering again, Lars, Lars, Lars. Yeah, are you okay? Yeah. I mean, he's about 300 yards away.
Right.
And then I saw him, and he was all skin up and beat up. I'm like, what happened?
Oh.
So anyway, there is a corner up here that people seem to like to fishtail and drift these four-wheelers around. And Washaba told me the story of how he did it. He said this was his 10th pass at it. Every time he was going faster and faster. He said, it was awesome, man. You're sideways just sliding like a Tokyo drifter. But kids, they will hook up. And when they do hook up, your ass goes to the dirt hard. And it will kill you.
It can kill you.
It will kill you. Be careful.
Yes. And then don't try to hide it.
I mean, they're dangerous as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to get. You have to park far enough away. You have to get off. Get on the other one. Back it up far enough.
Oh, sure.
Get off. Get on yours. Park it in there. Get off. Get on the other one. Put it right behind him. This is a 15-minute ordeal.
To go, for this and guy. Then Daddy comes up in the middle of it, and you're dazed because you're wondering if you're caught.
Right.
So you start acting awkward, and you're pretty beat up.
Oh, look at his arm.
That's his arm?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
He's got rocks stuck
he
in his
He had skin. A ski jacket on and a long-sleeve shirt. Oh, think if he didn't have all that on.
Oh, holy cow.
And we're looking at the stream.
And Danny's no narc. I mean, I can imagine how difficult this was for him. Hey, man, I hate to tell stories out of school, but your friend's drunk. He is drunk.
He wasn't drunk, I don't think. I think he was just dazed and scared.
Concussed.
He was concussed.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Wash, your Christmas present from me this holiday season is me repairing my four-wheeler and not charging you for it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hey.
But did get a bus ball. Get a big bus ball bust on national radio for being you.
All right, y'all know what to do. Hit us up on johnclaywolf.com. You can check out old episodes on there. You know, stay up to date with what we got going on. Get cool gear. We got hats, shirts, all that. Hit us up on Facebook. You know, search John Clay Wolf Show. We're on Instagram. John's on Twitter. You know, you can holler at all of us, okay? You know how to spell it, okay? We appreciate y'all listening. Keep on rocking with us.